Last night, my little dog Photon wanted to go out about 1 a.m. I was still up working, so I let her out. A few minutes later, she started barking from the back of the yard and would not come when I called. I was hopeful that a saw-whet owl might be in the yard, but more realistically afraid that a raccoon was back there. We get them often this time of year, and Photon notices and barks at them a lot more readily than she notices owls. A raccoon could make short work of a little dog, so I went out to get her, and that's when it happened. We got skunked. I bet the little guy wouldn't have sprayed Photon. It had held off while she was barking at it until I entered the scene. To a skunk, Photon was just an annoyance, too little to represent a threat. It's when I went out that the skunk apparently felt either outnumbered or that I was just too dangerous to deal with any other way. So it turned tail, released its glands, and scooted off into the night. Which made me think first how lucky birds are to have a poorly developed olfaction sense, though they can smell better than people used to think. Any birds sleeping out in my yard were stuck in the dark branches where they were and couldn't shut the windows to keep the smell out. Meanwhile, Photon and me, who were pretty gamey, had to bring ourselves and our attendant odoriferous molecules into the house. I gave her the first bath and trimmed her fur while I was at it. That way the worst of it went down the drain or into the garbage. Then I showered and showered, but couldn't seem to get the smell out of my hair. Tomato juice is supposed to work, but we were out of it, and I was not about to search for an open grocery store at what was now 2 a.m. with wet, skunky hair, a situation no bird has ever found itself in. But the situation also made me think of the birds that deal with skunks. Great horned owls eat them, which involves getting squirted a lot. Most raptor banders have noticed the smell when handling these feathered tigers. Skunks don't have a lot of defenses besides their spraying, so if great horned owls can keep their eyes and mouths out of the line of fire, they're home free as long as they can cope with smelly feathers. A lot more birds deal with skunks from the receiving end of predation. Even though skunks are considered fairly innocuous omnivores, in spring and summer they take lots of bird eggs and nestlings from nests on and near the ground. I don't mind skunks at all, even when I have to deal with a horrible smell for a few days. I find them cute and love their confused expression as if they're constantly thinking, huh, there's that awful smell again. But skunks really don't need any subsidies from humans, which might keep their local populations at unnaturally high levels. We need to be careful about spilled birdseed and about feeding our dogs and cats outdoors. We humans have so tipped the balances in nature that we've made it so there really can be too much of a good thing. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds. Mm-hmm.